AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is avoiding responsibility after his speech to supporters last week before supporters violently attacked the U.S. Capitol.
Everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
The president also said it's dangerous for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to again pursue impeachment. And there is a lot of anger out there. Schumer's response:
what Trump did today, blaming others for what he caused, is a pathological technique used by the worst of dictators. Trump causes the anger. He causes the divisiveness. He foments the violence and blames others for it. That is despicable.
The House is expected to start the impeachment process, first by pushing Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to use the 25th Amendment to oust the president. That appears unlikely. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says Democrats have tried impeachment before and failed.
Congress needs to stop this effort to remove the president from office just 1 week before he is set to leave. Continued calls to impeach the president or remove him from office with using the 25th Amendment, I don't think are healthy for our nation.
Vice President Mike Pence told a group of governors our time is coming to an end and promises them a seamless transition. A third Democrat in Congress, Illinois' Jim Schneider, says he tested positive for the coronavirus, spending hours confined with other lawmakers Wednesday. He's criticizing Republican members of Congress who refuse to wear masks that were offered during the lockdown. Sources tell the AP former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, and other ex-officials have been told they are being charged after a new investigation of the Flint water scandal. The government will now allow more people to get coronavirus shots. The state of Arizona set a one-day record for daily coronavirus deaths. This is AP News. Russia's prison service is asking a Moscow court to put critic Alexei Navalny behind bars for breaking the terms of his suspended sentence.
Navalny, who's convalescing in Germany from an August poisoning with a nerve agent that he's blamed on the Kremlin, alleges Russian President Vladimir Putin is behind the new legal motion. Navalny has tweeted, "Putin is so mad at me for surviving the poisoning that he's ordered the penitentiary service to replace the current suspended sentence with a real one." Navalny's associates describe the service's latest move as an attempt by the Kremlin to keep him from coming back to Russia to continue his political activities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lottery players have a shot tonight at the eighth largest jackpot in U.S. history. The Mega Million $625 million jackpot is the largest lottery prize in nearly 2 years. The big prize for Powerball, the other national lottery game, isn't far behind, $550 million for tomorrow night's drawing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.